Hendon, so where are we? The light's flashing, so it's putting me off a little bit. We'll come back to that in a minute. We'll talk to Nick and then we'll come back to those in a minute. How are you, Nick?
I'm all right, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad, sir, not too bad. How was your trip last week?
Oh, it was amazing. I'm just trying to catch up on everything that's happened, actually. But, yeah, New York was... If you haven't done it, it's an experience that's got to be... It's not a relaxing holiday, I can assure you. It's absolutely full on. But saw a bit of baseball as well. Whatever's that sort of game.
That's what Del Boy calls silly boys round, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 hours and you wonder what... You get to the end of 3 hours, you think, well, what's all this about? No. But no, it's a fantastic break. But yeah, just disappointing when I got back, obviously, to see that both Dereham and Wroxham have, you know, ruled themselves out of the playoff positions, really, unless something incredible
miraculous
goes on,
happens,
obviously,
yeah.
As far as...
I know last season there had to be about a 7-goal swing for it to happen, but I think this time around it's a 28-goal swing. So, I think that's, you know, we were looking forward, I suppose, a few weeks ago to a Dereham Wroxham playoff final, and neither of them have made it.
Yeah, I mean, Wroxham certainly have just dropped off at the wrong time, haven't they? And then, you know, as I say, just catching up on things. And, you know, a win for Dereham, obviously, last Saturday would have taken it very interestingly into the last day. But that, you know, that draw was very costly for them. And then it was a late goal, I think, wasn't it, for Avely at Wroxham, which really, you know, put the downer on them. So that they're both going to miss out. I mean, Dereham... agonisingly on goal difference, that's the worst way to miss out, I suppose. But we always did think that maybe goal difference would come into it as far as Dereham are concerned, because that's, you know, it's been their Achilles heel, if you like, for a lot of the season. Thurrock have got such a good one. So
I've got to be honest with you, Nick. I'm going to put Dereham down to lose on Saturday as well, because Cray Wanderers go there and they're absolutely buzzing. And I know for a fact that they're looking to break a club record in the history of 10 straight wins that's never been done.
Really?
So they're coming all out to beat Dereham on Saturday.
I mean, that's an amazing run. I mean, what's happened there for that to happen? Have they...
No, Tom's a very good manager, and what he's done, he's just organised them. He's got a couple of players in, and he's just, you know, gave them a bit of belief, and they've done really well. I've watched them about four or five times, and if the season started now, they'd be in the top two or three, without a doubt.
Yeah, I mean, so he would hope to hang on to what he's got and then move on, because sometimes, you know, if you finish the season well, then that can carry on to the next campaign, can't it? But,
I don't think that's going to happen there, though, to be honest. He was only brought in to the end of the season, so I think the summer has got quite a lot of ups and downs for him and what's going on over there. But again, he's coming, and I'm a friend of his, so I'm going to keep going on about it. He's coming, he's not even known the league, and he took a little while to adapt, and he's just shown what he can do.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing I noticed, of course, was Harlow getting that late equaliser at McNeadham, which at least made it interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure Dave's going to tell you all about that.
I was there, and you know, and I've got to be honest, I think people are trying to kill me for this, for saying this, but I thought Needham were extremely unlucky. I honestly do. I think we, in the game itself, we didn't start going until I suppose you could call it a inspired substitution by Mr. Chapman, and on came Mr. Reid, and the whole game seemed to change. And
it was 2-0, wasn't it?
It was 2-0. 2-0. Probably about, I don't know, it was probably up to about halfway through the second half or early parts of the second half.
60-odd minutes,
yeah. And Alex came on, and the whole game seemed to change for me as soon as Alex came on the pitch. And we were unlucky not to win it in the end. We had one disallowed, and then literally the last kick of the game, I think one that Mr. Pope will be seeing in his dreams for a long time. It just went wide of the post, and unfortunately Jared couldn't get his foot on the end of it either. But that was literally the last kick of the game. But it's going to be interesting to the weekend. So it'll be another tense afternoon, I expect. But we shall see what happens.
Well, I mean, that's the only thing, really, isn't it, for the weekend, is to who's going to finish top. I mean, the playoff places are obviously... You know, most of them are certain. It just depends whether it's going to be Needham or Harlow's drops into it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's also as well, the other one is the fourth and fifth place. So Sudbury will stay where they are, but it will depend on fourth and fifth. If Brentwood lose and Thurrock win, and they swap places. And that'll be the interesting one. And personally, I'd like to see Thurrock win and Brentwood lose, if I'm honest, but on the weekend. But that's just preference from me. But it's going to be an interesting one. But you'd rather Thurrock stay where they are if Needham drop into the two. So it's just one of those things. Just keeping by on all the phones. I dare say all the supporters will be on the phones, and the same sort of thing as it will be for Enfield Town team, Enfield Town fans as well, with their playoff place on Saturday as well. But it'll be one of those days where I do expect to be told at some point, if it's not tonight when I see him after the show, or if it's any point, do not give out the score at any point at half time or whatever Needham are doing. I expect that will come somewhere at Saturday.
I don't think that'll happen. I think everyone will know what's going on around the place. We spoke to Mark last week, and he'll know, and I think you want to know as a manager, to be honest. So I think the dog across the road will know what the scores are going on in the game.
That's the difference. The social media now, that's made it virtually impossible to keep anything from anyone, hasn't it? You know, I mean, years ago, you used to be able to, you know, well, you couldn't find out the score until maybe half an hour afterwards anyway. Yeah. But, I mean, these days, it's just everybody knows exactly what's going on. You know, the only other way you could do it previously was if you had somebody at the ground and, you know, and on the phone to somebody else or whatever. But, yeah, Twitter and whatever has made it impossible not to know what's going on, which makes it more exciting for the supporters, I think. You know, it's an immediate reaction, isn't it, to what's going on.
I mean, it'd be quite nice if it's I suppose, in a way, if it's both draws and there's a penalty here in the last few minutes of the game. It'd be, that, you know, I don't think Danny would probably appreciate that sort of thing, but it'd certainly keep the, you know, I think sweaty palms going up until right to the end of the game.
Well, funny things happen. I mean, you know, you look at the Wroxham game against Averley, you know, one each, and then Averley come up with a winner, and, you know, your guys getting that late equaliser at Needham. You know, you just takes a few seconds of magic or a mistake or whatever, particularly when it's as tense as it is at the moment. You know, it's you can get a very strange result out of something that you would have expected to go the other way.
Well, I'm just hoping I'm going to be a bit of a mystic meg, a bit like Keith, because I've said for some time that I can see Chatham getting something on the final day from quite some far out. But so it will be interesting to see if that happens at the weekend and Chatham manage to get something off them, and then it'll be down to us to do the business here.
It's not an easy place to go to, Chatham. I said that before, and Kevin over there and the lads, that they're not going to want, you know, to roll over and see a team win on their ground. So, you know, and it's going to be a bit nervous. The pitch ain't going to sort. It's going to, obviously, with the weather and we've had recently, it's going to be a bit bobbly and hard. So, yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Now, because I've been out of the loop, is there any information around reprieves or anything like that? Is anybody likely to maybe get one?
Yeah, there's quite a few going around, Nick. That obviously, with Norwich not coming up, and there's been about three teams in the Northern League that have disbanded as well.
Really?
At that level. So, and obviously then you've also, we had the two from Salisbury and Hereford that will always feature down anyway. So that makes three. I think there's about six, seven places for that step. So, you know, obviously it goes on points per games and it goes across, but definitely the third place, I think, for most leagues should get a reprieve. Possibly one other. But I do know something else going on in another division, but I can't comment until next week on that. So, but there will be the odd space here and there. And at the moment, even in the Ryman Prem, the Ryman Prem team holds the reprieve in that. There's two reprieves. The Southern get one because of, I think it was Hereford or Salisbury, and the other one is between the Northern and the Ryman Prem, and the Ryman Prem currently points per games is slightly better. It might even be on goal difference, so if the league stopped now, then Peacehaven will be saved as well.
It's going to be an interesting weekend, as you know, and then I suppose for some teams, it's going to be an interesting summer as well, because you won't know until probably a little bit later on down the line of when, you know, who's going to be reprieved and who's not going to be reprieved and who's going to be.
Well, it takes them quite some time, doesn't it? Because I remember, last time, you know, people hanging on to the fact, you know, are they going to get a reprieve or not? And it's not a pleasant time for clubs who are involved in that. You know, we can remember last year with Wroxham.
Yeah, we was one as well, waiting, and yeah. You know, for the Hereford thing, and if the league Hereford would have done what they'd done 2 weeks before, then we would have got a reprieve as well, and it is difficult, and then there's sort of you know, legal things and people appealing, but I think it's a little bit more cut and dry this year. I think with the teams pulling out, but the biggest interesting thing is going to be the actual league teams next year, especially in the north, because if you look at the Premier. Especially at the moment, if you know, Hornchurch, Witham and Bury will all go in the north. So that's three. Yep. You know, and then obviously...
Two
will come out and go in there. And then you've got Phoenix Sports that will obviously come up to
and
the
Haringey.
North. You've got Haringey. You know, so there's going to be a lot of shuffling around. So
Which also could be a thing which Chatham might sort of have that thing in their head about, well, this could be our last game in the Ryman North. We could be going to Ryman South. We want to go out with a bang.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that'd be moved over,
but,
yeah. Yeah, no, and it'd obviously be nice, you know, they want to do that. But, yeah, so it's a, you know, it's quite exciting times for a lot of teams out there at the moment, not just for the final week, because there's so many ups and downs in any, you know, in, I think in nearly in every division, north, that anyone can go down in the south, north, and the Prem. But,
yeah,
and the playoffs as well. So it's going to make it quite interesting.
Yeah, because we've got two down already in the south, Redhill and Horsham. And then the third place one, it's going to be either East Grinstead, Ramsgate, Hastings, and a push could be Carshorten. So it could be any one of those. But, I mean, for Carshorten to go down, it'd have to be something miraculous to happen. So realistically, looking at Hastings, Ramsgate, or East Grinstead will go down in the, you know, in the south. The north-wise, it's going to be Redbridge, possibly, almost certainly, probably, unless they can spring a surprise at the weekend and then hope that Romford get a bit of a beating as well. But you've got Barkingside, Romford, Morden, Triptree are all in that sort of area of, you know, a possibility of going down as well. So you've got that sort of area as well. But, of course, you could be looking at, I suppose, people like Redbridge looking at it and going, well, look, you know, if we can get a win at the weekend and Barkingside lose, they'll drop into that second from bottom place and we'll go into the third from bottom place, and if we get a reprieve, it's going to be us and not Barkingside.
Yeah,
so,
that's the way it works.
You know, so
that's
be,
what you need to do. But we could even come to a situation where no one goes down. That's happened before. So, you know, like I said, with just these three teams from the north pulling out in the last couple of weeks, you never know what's going to happen with other teams that come the end of the season.
And in the Prem, it's, as we said, Witham, AFC Hornchurch, they're already down. And then a team, I think, that we said a few weeks back that was safe, didn't we? And they're in that 21st position. So they're on 48 points.
Well, look at Lewis.
Yeah.
Look at Lewis, where we were saying, you know, could have been a mistake
there.
It's amazing to think that Hornchurch were in the playoff final, weren't they, last year?
I went and watched that. And like I said, I'm very good friends with a goalkeeper, Sam Mott. And I know he's devastated. And we said this the other week, Nick, and... they played their first seven games away from home because of their floodlight issue, and I think they had a bit of a, you know, bad start, and they were all playing catch up, so that had quite a bit to do with it. That and it's a shame because you know, Jim over there is a lovely person, and you know, it's a shame that a club of that size were in the conference as well as Conference South only a few years ago as well. So they'll bounce back, I'm sure they will.
What, Nick? I mean, Norwich United, I mean, what is the effect going to be on them players playing for them this year, that they've been there, they've got that far, look like they're going to be coming up, and then all of a sudden it's been sort of, the door's been shut in their face, you know, where do they go from there? You know, what happens to it? They'll stay with Norwich next year, or would it be difficult for them to keep older players?
I don't think it'll be difficult for them to keep hold, because I think their concern about if they went up was that they would lose the players anyway, because... you know, quite a few of them were playing for the likes of Wroxham, you know, the season before and before that, and they pulled out of that level because of the travelling and the commitment. So, you know, you can name five or six in the Norwich United side now who were playing for Wroxham last season. So that was the reason they went there in the first place. So I did have a horrible feeling throughout the whole season that they wouldn't go up, even though they did put their name in the hat to do it. And their issue was that if they did say yes, we're going up, then that the heart would have been pulled out of the side anyway, you know, and then they would have to regroup and go again. And you know, the side they've got now is is too good for that division. I think that they're at the crossroads. It's too good for that division, and you know, they could well finish up with 104 points. I think it is at the end of the season. You know, if they were to win their last three games, which is likely the way they've been going, so that they're head and shoulders above everybody else in that division. So that's the big shame for me, that they are that good. That they, you know, that they need to be tested a little bit more. But those players, some of them just don't want to go up to the next level. And I think that was their big issue. Crowd-wise, I mean, they've always suffered with poor crowds anyway, but, you know, they've got a guy who's the chairman who's obviously helped financially over the years anyway. I think you'll find the clubs slightly divided. Some people would have loved to have had the opportunity to test themselves at the next level, and I'm sure Damien Hilton's one of those, you know, the manager. But obviously he didn't want to lose half his side either. So the message from the club is it's they're not going up this year, but it's not that they will never go up, you know. But the worry is, will they have as good a season next year as this one? They might never be in that position again to be able to go up. I think that's obviously the worry for some people.
Yeah, I can only talk as a manager and what you were just saying there. But if I went into a club and they told me that they couldn't go up, I would have to walk. Because the club's got to be ambitious, and as selfish as it sounds, you know, he's worried about losing his team. But if he left and went somewhere else, then the players would follow, and that's the way things go on that aspect. But I remember going into Thamesmead, and I'm saying the first time I want to get in the Ryman League, and they all thought I was mad, but couldn't do it. You know, we could be out of our league, and I just said, you know, worst case scenario, you come back down again the year after, as long as you don't go absolute nuts money wise, and you you know, you live within your means. What's stopping that club progressing into the next level? Otherwise, you're always going to be at what, you know, a club that can you attract any youth team lads because you haven't got nothing to go forward and things like that. And you know, you never know what will happen. We've all been to clubs that are at that level, and obviously we're going to have Phoenix on a little while, that only 2 years ago were playing at step 7, step 8, and you know, they've not thrown money in it, and all they've done is just gone, you know, they've had an ambitious manager and a great committee that's just gone with the flow and lived in with their own means, and you know, anything can happen when you do that.
Well, I mean, Dereham, you know, they're a good example. You know, they went, you know, they've adapted very well, but I mean, it's not that 10 years ago, is it, they were playing at angling combination level, you know, so that they've, you know, as a club, they've progressed. But I think even secretly there, they were a little bit concerned if they were to get promotion to Ryman Prem. Obviously, you take it if it happens. Same with Wroxham. But I think both of them were a little bit concerned about, you know, that next step and the cost and all that sort of thing.
The thing about Ryman Prem is that, and you know, there are some big hitters there. But if any team can stand up, well, the two teams can stand up and say it's not just about money. One is Hendon and the other one is Wingate and Finchley, you know, who nearly got relegated, and now they've just finished just outside the playoffs. So as long as you've got your club in the right structure, you could get through it.
Yeah, and certainly with Dereham, the structure's there, you know, academy, and Wroxham have got an academy as well, but Norwich United haven't got anything like that. That academies are quite sort of new, aren't they, for clubs around that level, and you've got to, you know, you've got to work at the structure, and you know, if you've got that, the levels underneath is where you've got to worry, isn't it? You know, you need that drip feed of players through into the first team. So, you know, Dereham and Wroxham are working on that. Dereham are in probably a better position, facility wise, than any of the clubs around here. I think the other concern around Norfolk was that if you had Norwich United in the Ryman League as well, then, you know, the pool of players for those three to pull on. You know, because it's not quite so easy to get players to commit to come to Norfolk. You know, if you're looking wider afield, you know, if even if you're down at the, you know, the far end of Suffolk or whatever, it's far easier to get players from London or whatever. So I think the big worry would have been that, you know, a third, you know, hitter at that level, you know, that you're then looking at a sparser pool of players to pull on, you know.
Well, do you feel sorry in a way, though, for some of the other teams that are in that league that might have finished sort of second, third, fourth or whatever else, if there's teams that are above them that have pulled out, but there's teams below that would have loved to have gone into a Ryman? Because it just makes, for me, looking from the outside, it looks a bit of a farce if you've got two teams that won't go up and then you've got three, four, five.
Three in that league, wasn't there, if I'm right?
Yeah, I mean, all of the ones who said they would want to go in and are in a position to do so pulled out as well. Yeah, that's a big shame from Phil O'Nunn's point of view. I think there were five teams in the, you know, at the start of the season or whenever said that they would want to go up or would be interested in going up. But three of them, obviously, including Norwich United, who are in a position to be able to do so, have said, you know, have pulled out of that. So,
Nick, yeah, on the other side of it, though, and you know it because you live up there more than me, but what does that say about football sort of in Norfolk and in that way, that it's the only sort of league in the country that hasn't, no one's taken promotion up. You know, every other sort of county, and that's ambitious, they've got their grounds, they want to do it, but you know, they've had three that have said no. It seems weird.
That's not Norfolk.
The East Anglia side
about,
then.
So. Yeah, you're talking about Suffolk and and Essex as well. So, yeah, I mean, I think I've mentioned this before. I mean, from a Norfolk point of view, the step up to Ryman League is a very new thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Wroxham were the first to do it, and then obviously more recently Dereham. Lowestoft obviously close to, I mean, they are adopted Norfolk, if you like, but they are officially a Suffolk side. They were the first to do it. And then before that, you obviously had your Needhams, your Sudbury's, who tried it many years ago. They're probably the first to actually take the step up. But
Every team's done it. It's been successful.
Yeah, they have. I mean, Sudbury, if I remember rightly, went up, came back down, and then have gone back up again. They merged, didn't they? There were two Sudbury sides many years ago, if I remember rightly, Sudbury and Sudbury Wanderers. Then they merged to be AFC Sudbury. But I think, you know, Norfolk's always been a little bit more out of on a limb than anybody else, you know, and it is very new. Hopefully, though, you know, more will follow because it's, you know, we've seen Wroxham, we've seen Dereham. But also, I think they've also, because they've been the first, other clubs have seen how difficult it has been for them to continue at that level and what's required to stay at that level. You know, if you want to, there's no point going into it if you think that we're only going to do one season, you know, and that's what Dereham have done exceptionally well. And Wroxham did before them, you know, they've said, right, we're going to go up there, but we need an academy. You know, we need to develop the ground a little bit more. Dereham didn't really necessarily have to do that. Wroxham did. So there's an awful lot more behind it, isn't there, than just saying, yeah, let's go up and give it a go, because you need the structure, as you say, underneath to be able to sustain that. And then, you know, because as a club, once you go up, then you'll want to go again, you know, and that's the natural thing to do, because you've got a taste for it. And you know, both those clubs, Wroxham and Dereham, got so close to going up again, you know, and they're not far off being, you know, a big hitter in Ryman Division 1 North. Now, let's see what they can do next season, because that's going to be the big test for me now, is to how can they now make that extra step to go up into Ryman Premier. Do they want it? We'll find out next year, I think.
Well, one question before we let you get back to your beer and stuff in there, mate.
I've only had one so far, you know. You're stopping me.
One mate. More than so, us, mate.
Yeah. Harlow or Needham? Where's it going?
What, straight up there, Needham will win the league.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I fear for whoever drops out of those two, I fear who goes into the playoffs, because of the psychological impact of being by far the better second best team, then dropping into a playoff position.
Absolutely, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah,
absolutely. Nick's been
so best of luck to whoever, we'll see what happens in the playoffs after
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely, and we'll speak to you hopefully again next week, mate.
Yeah, all right, mate.
Thanks
a lot.
Speak to you then, mate. See you, mate.
Cheers.
Bye-bye. Bye.